ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson. But the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
29-year-old Track Palin, the son of former Alaska governor and Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin, headed for a year in jail after a judge in Anchorage kicks him out of a therapeutic court for veterans after his arrest on Friday night for allegedly assaulting an ex-girlfriend. Palin had been in the veterans court after assaulting his father late last year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump continues her four-nation goodwill tour of Africa, now on her second stop in Malawi, where she's visited with children at a primary school, and she's meeting with Malawi's First Lady. Before leaving for Malawi, Mrs. Trump visited a so-called slave castle in Ghana, one of 40 such castles on West Africa's Gold Coast, where enslaved Africans were held before they were loaded onto ships for the voyage to the Western Hemisphere to be slaves. The First Lady describing her visit to the slave castle as very, very emotional. The National Retail Federation saying it's forecasting strong Christmas sales this season, and John Clemens has details.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shea, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
Employment lines a little bit shorter. The Labor Department says 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week, and a bit below what analysts expected. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, 100in Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call 100in Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on 100inchamberradio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, acclaimed individuals, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, Winston Churchill, he said it, and David Orrick did it. Never give up. David Orrick started from scratch when everybody else said it can't be done. Early in his career, David Orrick, as an entrepreneur, had his entire product line pulled from him by a powerful competitor with strong political connections, and his entire product line vanished. What did he do? David Orrick looked at that adversity and turned it inside out. He simply created his own personally branded line of vacuum cleaners and became the industry's icon and built a fortune in the process. To borrow an expression from the late actor Paul Newman, I'll say David Orrick has the tenacity of a terrier, and he still hasn't slowed down. Let's welcome back our old friend to this show, David Orrick. David, welcome back to Legends of Success.
Thank you, John. I'm delighted to be back. In fact, I'm delighted to be anywhere at my age.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I run into so many people, David. It's great to have you here. I run into so many people, 60, 65, and they say, I'm tired now. I want to slow down and retire. Give us a typical day, and how old are you now, David? What's your typical day?
Well, another 2 months, I'll be 86. And my typical day is I get up usually about 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I get about an hour's worth of exercise in, hiking in the park and that sort of thing. And then I go to work. I go down to my office, and I spend most of the day there. And then on the weekends, I take a long weekend. I indulge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out to my farm, which is about an hour and a half drive from my office, or if I fly, it takes me in my airplane about 17 minutes, and I fly myself, but I have to go to the airport and pre-flight it and all that, so anyway, an hour and a half, and I get out to the farm, and I enjoy it out here immensely. It's warm, real warm, but it's beautiful, beautiful countryside, and I love the country.
I love it. I love it. And David Orrick's coming to us today from Mississippi, correct, David?
That is correct.
Yeah.
We're in Mississippi, south of Hattiesburg,
mm-hmm.
and about 100 miles north of the Gulf Coast.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned you're flying now. I know I don't want to get back into the history yet because we'll go back in a moment, but I do want to mention you were quite a war hero with your flying, weren't you, Dave?
Oh, I don't know about the hero part, but
well,
I was in the 20th Air Force, which is out in the Pacific, on B-29s, and we flew missions up to Japan and back. And fortunately, we came out alive.
Yeah. Well, that
the heroes didn't. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, you're humble, but how many missions did you fly? Tell our listeners.
Oh, I don't know. A dozen, I guess, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a long junket. You had to fly from Saipan to Japan, and, of course, you didn't land, obviously, and then back either to Saipan or to Iwo Jima, which was a when we captured that island, that was a very good thing because it meant that we could get some P-51 fighter support, and it also meant that on the way back, it was only half as far before we could land, and so we could carry a little less gas and a few more armaments.
Mm.
And but that was another chapter.
Yeah, well, I'll bet after you drop a couple of those bombs, you hightailed it out of there pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we have the vacuum cleaner entrepreneurial icon, David Orrick, with us here on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. David, give us a snapshot. You have done just a tremendous job in your life, literally starting with nothing. Give us today a snapshot of the size and geographical distribution of the Orrick Corporation.
Well, we did start with nothing, and that was about 1960, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had an idea on this new vacuum cleaner that weighed only 8 pounds. And I'd travel around the country like Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman, carrying the vacuum cleaner under my arms. I thought they'd pick me up on the floor of the St. Louis airport someday and say, who in the world's that guy with the vacuum cleaners? But anyway, this got started that way, and without getting into all the particulars, but it was a long, hard struggle, and things finally began to break for me, and the thing that really got me going is I went into a there was at that time in Chicago a company that made indoor outdoor carpet, Ozite it was called.
Sure.
And but the dirt stuck to that thing like Velcro. I mean, you just couldn't clean it with a regular vacuum. Well, I knew my vacuum would clean it because we work on a different principle entirely. Mm-hmm. And I went into their office, uninvited, of course, and there was a receptionist whose desk was seated on a rather dirty Ozite carpet. And I said, "Can I see the president?" She said, "Do you have an appointment?" I said, "Well, no." "Well, you can't see him." Well, I said, "Okay, how about the sales manager? You have an appointment?" "No." "Well, you can't see him either." I said, "Well," I looked her in the eye, probably a little tear may have dropped out, I don't know. And I said, "Can I show you my vacuum cleaner?" And she shrugged her shoulders and said, "Go ahead." And so I plugged it in, and I had that carpet clean in minutes.
Wow.
And it didn't take her long. She ran in the back, and out came the president, sales manager, and they saw this. They said, "This is astounding. This has been what's holding back our sales. Would you mind making a mailing to all of our dealers all over the country on this product?" And I said, "Would I?"
Wow.
And I did, and I got a tremendous return. And I thought, wow, this is the way to go. So then I got started mailing,
mm-hmm.
and I mailed and mailed all over the country. And even today, Oreck does a very considerable percentage of its business by direct mail.
I love it. And David, when you look back to struggling entrepreneurs or anybody right now listening who's trying to break through in business a little better, what's the most important lesson that you can pull out of that anecdote, that true story? What's the most important thing, lesson
or
tool?
Well, I think this, to my way of thinking, I get that question. I've lectured at, I don't know, 60 universities, and students frequently ask the question. I think the important thing is you've got to find one feature on your product or service that you feel is particularly good or particularly unique, and focus on that one thing. If you're limited as to budget, and of course most businesses are and certainly getting started, by focusing on one thing, you can bring more pressure to bear on the point of a pin than you can over a broad surface. So I concentrated on the fact that my cleaner weighed only 8 pounds. It had many other features, but that's the thing I concentrated on. Well, people were tired of lugging around a heavy machine.
Sure.
And, you know, I said, well, if you're into weightlifting, you want to get one of those Bahamas. So I say take one thing in particular and focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that if I had to pick out one thing, that would have to be the top of the list.
I love it. I love it. And my listeners know what I'm going to say next, our regular listeners. When we met with Jack Welch, I asked him, what's the single most important attribute aside from ethics and doing the right thing, which is your foundation in business and life? I said, what's the one most important thing? He said, differentiation. And folks, David Oreck just told us the same thing. There's consistency here, common threads. I hope you're picking up. The other thing David did, he didn't take no for an answer. A no just meant another clever way to come up with a yes, and he pulled off, without an appointment, a demonstration to the top brass of that company and really helped put him on the map. When we get back, we're going to find out more of the strategy and brilliance, really, of what David Oreck has accomplished in his life, starting out with absolutely nothing. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. John Paul DeJuria from John Paul Mitchell Systems learned from failure.
The only difference, I think, once you have the opportunity, that is, between successful people and unsuccessful people, is successful people do all the things unsuccessful people don't want to do. Whether it's a door slamming in your face and you keep on going the next door and the next door and the next door with just as much enthusiasm as the first. Or you try something, it doesn't work, you try it again and again. Or you're a janitor, and I was a janitor a few times in my life, but I cleaned those floors so good, they sparkled. You got to do the best you can, even when no one's looking.
Learn more from the legends at legendsofsuccess.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
What's happening in libraries today? Well, they're more about doing than borrowing, more about connecting than simply plugging in. Whether you want to get involved in your community, find a job, start a business, or simply get ahead, your library card is the key to opportunity. Libraries are transforming. Visit your library this September during Library Card Sign Up Month and find out how. Or visit ilovelibraries.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. We're really honored to have our friend back. David was with us, I believe, in my first year when I was struggling to get more stations, and we really privileged to have David Orr join us then. Here we are, over 100 radio stations, and David's back with us. David Orr, the icon in the vacuum cleaner industry. Beyond vacuum cleaners, David, you've diversified a bit. I want to personally thank you, and folks, I never get paid by any guest to come on. From time to time, I do get a product. Well, David's office, David sent me this air purifier, Auric XL. I swear to you, I'm speaking heart to heart with my listeners. I swear to you, and I don't get paid for this, okay? I had a dry cough for the last couple of years. Anybody that knows me says, John, what are you always coughing for? Now, David, whether it's a coincidence or not, I don't know. But I put that XL air purifier in my office. My coffin's down 90%, and I just wanted to personally thank you, and my wife thanks you.
Well, that's good to hear. It's good to hear. I know that breathing good air, like drinking good water, just makes sense, and I believe our air purifier does an excellent job of that.
Well, the thing that surprises me is that when you take those filters out and you see how much dirt's in it, I'm asking myself, was I breathing that?
Well, that's the thing, and people, the Auric unit is an electronic unit, and you don't ever have to buy a new filter. You just rinse it out at the sink and put it back, and the unit will last indefinitely. It's the same principle as used in our U.S. submarine fleet, who obviously they can't surface for fresh air all the time. So this works electronically, and we charge the air as it comes into the filter, and then we have an opposite charge. In the cell that we developed, it's called the Truman cell, and we've got about 30 applicants for patents on that, It's absolutely remarkable. And this cell has reverse charge, and it captures the most minute particles and holds them onto that cell until you rinse it out of the sink. Mm-hmm. It does an outstanding job, and I'm really proud of it. It has a lot of other good features to it, by the way. It captures odors, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria. You know, bacteria grows and multiplies itself several times every hour.
Sure.
And we do this both on our vacuum cleaners and in the air purifier. In the manufacturing process, we treat the product so that bacteria will not multiply when it's applied there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important because, as I say, bacteria multiplies itself, I don't know, I think it's like 10 times every hour or something like that.
Yeah.
So inhibiting its growth is very important.
Well,
and we do that both in the air purifier and on our vacuum cleaners.
And I don't want to bring up now, that's a good timing for a point I wanted to make, and I know we're jumping around a little, and I'll get back to our chronological story. But, folks, if you just heard David talks about not only, and it's another lesson to learn, not only selling the product but selling the benefits, I pulled out a marketing press release you had, David. This is very clever. You not only, that I have found, now straighten me out if I'm wrong, you not only pick out the benefits, but somehow you very cleverly tied it into a university professor. Now, I have a press release I found, folks. A study conducted by Dr. Charles Gerba, professor of environmental microbiology at University of Arizona in Tucson. Now, what you did here, David, straighten me out if I'm wrong, is that not only you find out the benefits of your product, but then you go out and you seek the endorsement of people with high qualifications to help substantiate your product. Am I on track here?
Yeah, no, that's correct. And I think now everybody believes if someone's selling something that their objective is to sell it, which of course is true.
Sure.
However, and therefore they might assume, and correctly so, I guess, most cases, that they're a little bit prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get independent sources to corroborate what we know to be true, but coming from an independent source, it makes a big difference. So it's hard for today for people, you know, you're swamped with advertisements. Who in the world do you believe?
Sure.
And I've found, frankly, that it's good business to tell the truth. That really helps.
And it certainly doesn't hurt when you get a professor, a doctor from a university.
No, I think it's extremely helpful. And again, it corroborates your claim.
Well, it was very, very clever as well. Hats off to you. Hey, David, give me a picture of how big Oric is today in this current year. How big are you? What kind of sales volume and how widespread today is your business?
Well, we do sell all over the world, and we have about 600 Oric floor care centers in the U.S. And the company employs, I believe, it's around 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And we make our product, by the way, in America, and I'm proud of that fact. People know if they need a part for their vacuum cleaner, they can get it right easily.
Mm-hmm.
So the company has grown a great deal, and we probably have, I would guess, more than 10 million users of Oric vacuum cleaner products and air purifiers and the like.
Yeah, that's...
So there's a lot of folks out there, and, of course, hotels, there's several thousand of them. That was one of my early things that my competition always used to say, well, because it's lightweight, it's no good. It won't last, won't hold up, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's untrue, but nevertheless, so what we did is we went to hotels. And frankly, I'd have given the vacuum cleaner to the hotels, but they bought them. I didn't give it to them.
Right.
And today there are thousands of hotels all over the world that use Oric vacuums, and the maids rave about it. You know, it's lightweight, and it's easy for them to use, and it does the job, and it doesn't leave an odor. You know, a lot of times people don't realize this, but when they vacuum, there's kind of an odor in the room. Well, that's stuff floating around that shouldn't be.
Sure.
And a lot of vacuums spew dirt into the air
mm-hmm.
as you use it. And the Oric vacuum cleaner doesn't do that. We have 8 or 9 filters in there, captures. What goes in the vacuum stays when it leaves your house.
That's amazing.
And sometimes people vacuum, they smell a foul odor. Well, that won't happen with an Oric.
You know, David, I did a little research. You're saying thousands, but in the history of these, I dug up that your Oric vacuum cleaners have been sold to roughly 50,000 hotels around the world.
Yes, that's right.
That's just unbelievable, and it was pretty clever. Again, folks, another lesson, not only sold to the hotels, but then who's doing the vacuuming? Most of the housekeeping are women who who are going to go home, and they probably bought one too.
Well, that is exactly right. And in fact, some hotels, as an inducement to the help, will say, you use this vacuum cleaner. A lot of them use a Mark's Lot pen, and they put their name on it, you know.
Yeah.
And you use this for, I don't know, 2 years, something like that. At the end of that time, you take it home, it's yours.
Mm.
And, of course, that's an inducement for people to look after the product. They hold up very well, but like anything else, if you abuse it, I guess it wouldn't hold up as well. But they last and last. I had a fellow call me not long ago from Florida, and he gave me the model number of his vacuum cleaner. And I thought, well, wait a minute. That thing is almost 40 years old. Why don't you get rid of it? He said, what for? It works fine.
You know what I love about David Ork? He never, and this is a compliment, he never stops marketing. Folks, I hope you're learning today. This is the reason I bring our friends like David Orrick directly to your homes and your cars, your automobiles, or your office. You're hearing from the best in America. And if you notice, he'll tell you the story. He tells you strategy. He never stops marketing. David, hats off to you. Let's go back to the beginning. You're an icon today in business that's recognized, but you didn't start out as an icon. Go back. You were born, I believe, in Duluth, Minnesota, or close by that.
That's correct. I was born in Duluth. Mark Twain, by the way, said of Duluth, Minnesota, he said the coldest winter he ever spent was the 4th of July in Duluth. It was cold up there, I'm telling you. You had to keep moving.
You're funny.
And, I was born up there, as was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you come from a wealthy family? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I don't. We were middle class family. I lived through the Great Depression, and I get that question a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that during the Depression, people said, give me a job, any job. I think today a lot of people who are out of work say, give me a handout, any handout.
Oh.
And I think there's kind of a difference there.
Yes.
But anyway, having lived through the Great Depression, you never really get it out of your system. It stays with you,
mm-hmm.
and the fear that people had, the despair, you know, and that also was, during that same period, we had what was called the Dust Bowl. There was a great drought in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
so it compounded, not only was the Depression terrible, but on top of that, we had a drought, and particularly in rural areas where, you know, you lived off of what you grew, it was tough.
I'll bet it was. And, you know, those are the kinds of things, I hate to say it, but, you know, they say it, what you survive will make you tougher. And we get back, I hate to interrupt David again, we got a break coming up here. We get back, we're going to find out how those tough times left an indelible impression that David's alluding to and how that inspired him for the rest of his life. And, folks, anytime you go through hardships, if you're broke, if you're hungry, you never do get out of your system, just like David's saying. Hate to take a break. We got to pay some bills here. We're on Legends of Success with David Orrick. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. senators read the latest FBI interview summaries concerning sexual assault allegations against the Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's looking at it with an open mind.
Everyone has asked, what's it going to say? How am I going to react in truth and fairness? I have no idea.
The interviews concerning Brett Kavanaugh sent over to the Senate by the White House before dawn today. Senators are allowed to read the summaries but are not supposed to discuss publicly what the summaries say. The White House says nothing was uncovered in the latest FBI interviews that should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed. One police officer was killed, 6 others injured in a shooting yesterday while they were trying to serve a warrant at a home in Florence, South Carolina. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
This is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have our guest, our friend David Orrick, with us today. David, we were talking just before we took a break that you went through some pretty tough times as a young man. You went through the Great Depression. You went through the country when there was what you call the Dust Bowl. It was pretty tough. How did that indelible impression affect the rest of your life, David, as an entrepreneur?
Well, for one thing, I guess it's, as you mentioned earlier, and Winston Churchill said, never, 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 never give up. And I think that that is one impression. You had to stick with it. And self-preservation, call it whatever you will. But and there's no free lunch. And that's another thing that people, I think, have come to learn.
Sure.
I think that it's an impression. You don't take anything for granted. One thing that I will say, and that is that we live in the greatest country in the world, and people should never forget that. Millions of people all over the world wait in line to come to America, but there are no lines of people waiting to leave.
Right.
And we're very, very fortunate that we live here where there is such opportunities, where we enjoy freedom that just doesn't happen elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess living through all that, you appreciate everything, certainly everything that's good, and you learn to fight back about everything that's not so good.
Sure.
And I feel that our participation in World War II and so on, and people say, you know, greatest generation, all that stuff. Well, that generation had lived through some tough times. They'd lived through the Depression and so on. And they knew what they were fighting for.
Mm, there's no question. Does this give you a challenge? So many of your competitors, I would assume, I don't go flipping them over to see where they're made, but you've made a commitment to have your product made in America regardless of what it takes. Doesn't that give you, doesn't it give competitors unfair competition or going over to China?
Well, yes and no. I think this, that the stuff that we build here, we build better. It lasts longer, and I submit that in the final analysis, what people want is not the lowest price. They want the best value. Price is a component mm-hmm. of value. How long it lasts, how good is the warranty, what's the availability of service, all of these things are very important, and so I think that there's many advantages to building products in America. Having said that, it's becoming increasingly difficult for a manufacturer to make products entirely in America because of the fact that many things that we used to make here are not made here
sure.
anymore. And that's a sad state of affairs. You know, General Motors' situation such as it is right now, I mean, these are the people that made B-24s that got us through the war. These are the people that made tanks. I mean, who's to do that if we don't have those things here?
No question about it. And it's always, I guess it's always a great attribute to put proud to be American-made.
Well, I think it is. I'm always proud of it, and I think people really feel that way. I think all things being equal, people would prefer to buy an American-made product.
Sure.
And I submit there's advantages to that, and yes, we're in a competitive world, but we can compete. There is no question about it in my mind.
Well, especially when you stress price versus value, you really have something there. David, you got out of the war. You moved to New York City. Why? what brought you from Duluth, where you grew up, and got you to New York City? What took you there?
Well, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. That's all I can say. I went to New York. I got out of the war. It was in 1946. and got a job working for the RCA wholesale distributor, and I was involved at that time in the introduction of black and white TV, of the introduction of color television, of the first automatic washer, which was Bendix. And everybody wanted to have a Bendix. That was the first automatic washer. You had to bolt them to the floor because they walked all over the basement, and they were incontinent as well. They wet the floor. But everybody wanted one, and of course they're no longer in business. And Litton was the first microwave oven, and we were wholesale distributors of that product as well. And so I was really involved in a lot of the TV and appliance, radio and records, whatnot. I was involved in the early stages of those things. And I learned a great deal from them. One of the things that I think is so important, and most manufacturers still don't understand that, is if you don't control your distribution, you will be controlled by your distribution. And that isn't necessarily in your best interest.
Repeat that for our entrepreneurs and our business folks again, would you please?
I'm saying this. If you do not control your distribution, you will be controlled by your distribution, and that will not be in your best interest in the long run.
So give us an example, David.
Well,
what happened?
I hate to be specific, but if you do business with Walmart, who's in charge?
Right.
Let's put it that way. And I'm not against Walmart or against anybody else for that matter. I'm just saying this, that by controlling your distribution, you can have a consistency. For example, in the case of floor care centers, of which there's, probably 600 of them around the U.S., they sell Oreck products. They service Oreck products. They feature them. They understand them. They know exactly what it does, what it doesn't do, and they know our standards of selling is if someone's not happy with our product, they get their money back.
Right.
There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. In fact, in most cases, we don't sell them the product until they take it home and try it and use it for a month or so and then say, look, if you're not entirely happy with this product, you will return it, you get your money back, you get a different whatever makes you happy. Now, if I couldn't impose those conditions on just the average retailer. He'd say, look, you buy it, it's off the shelf. If you need service, we'll call somebody else. I'm not interested in that. You know, if you buy something from some of these big box discounters, who do you talk to, the cashier, if you have a problem?
Sure.
So I submit, without getting into a lot of details, having a control of your distribution to have a consistency that fits in with your product. We guarantee our products longer than any of our competitors. But we have to have retailers and other folks that fulfill that policy.
Sure, absolutely.
So, again, I submit, if you don't control your distribution, you will be controlled by your distribution, and that may not be in your best interest.
And when we get back from this break, we're going to find out how David opened up his first retail center, his first distribution location. It wasn't an easy road, and it wasn't a planned road, but it's amazing how setbacks carry seeds of opportunity. We're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick with David Orrick. We'll be right back.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I sure hope you've been here from the beginning of our visit today with David Orrick. David, going back, you moved to New York City when you got out of the military. You got involved with the largest RCA wholesale distributor in America. And then you worked there for 17 years. You built a product up. I'm fast-tracking a little. But you built up a product that nobody could make successful. And then it was yanked from you. Tell me that story, would you?
After 17 years, I decided I would leave the distributorship. I was 40 years of age, so I guess it's never too late to start something new.
Sure.
And I took on this product, which frankly had been developed by Whirlpool originally, and they failed at it, and it just didn't sell. There was a lot of problems with it as well, I have to say, in truth, that worked on different principle and so on. Well, I felt as though that I could make a success of that product. I felt as though I could correct the things that why it didn't work well and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I undertook it, and I was friendly with the president of Whirlpool at the time, so that didn't hurt anything to be able to make an arrangement with them on that product. Again, I guess being tenacious, and I suppose an element of good luck, that doesn't hurt.
Sure.
Along the way, I've often said, given the choice between luck and skill, I'll take luck every time. Anyway, that's how I got it going. And, of course, we corrected the problems with it so that it worked extremely well without sacrificing the fact that it weighed only 8 pounds.
This is the vacuum cleaner, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So the good thing about the Oric vacuum is it doesn't spew dirt in the air. And almost all of these bagless vacuum cleaners that you read about, hear about, they will spew dirt in the air.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
That is certainly a very bad thing. Ours does not.
But you built that line up to be very successful with the blessings of the president from Whirlpool, correct?
That is correct. And, of course, there's another long story that I don't want to get into, but at that time, Sears Roebuck was a principal customer of Whirlpool's, making under their own brand name. And the president of Sears was then on the board of Whirlpool. We did so well with that product that he suggested, this is a matter of court records and so on, so I guess I'm not saying anything new, but at that time he suggested the Whirlpool would do well if they got along without me.
Wow.
they looked upon me, and I was just nothing, as a potential threat. Well, but, you know, sometimes bad things turn out to be good.
We're on Legends of Success with David Orrick. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind?
Introducing custom fabric design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's custom fabric design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have our guest, our friend David Orrick, with us today. David, you took a product that nobody else could sell. You were the top salesperson of that product. That's how you got the line with Whirlpool's Blessing,
that
right?
That is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. That was true. Anyway, bad things happen, but sometimes for the good, because we lost our arrangement with Whirlpool, and we went on to do it ourselves. People often said, why'd you call it an Orrick? Well, every other name that I tried to copyright was taken, except mine. So anyway, it was a little bad luck that really made me do the things I had to do, and it turned out to be very good. Mm. It's really good to do things for yourself if you can.
Sure.
And that was one of the things, and that's what got us going.
Well, and I've always said on this, David, straighten me out or correct it if I'm off here somewhere, but every adversity in life carries a seed of opportunity. No matter how bad you think you've got hit, you got nailed, there's a seed of opportunity there waiting to be turned around that'll make the difference in your life, and it's greater than the setback that you've had.
Well, you know, I don't remember who said this originally, but they said that every a pessimist, by definition, is someone who sees a problem in every opportunity. Mm. An optimist is someone who sees an opportunity in every problem. Mm. And I think that's very true. I really do.
Oh, that's well put. Well, you took this product and you ended up getting your own distributorship, correct?
Well, we took the product and then we ended up doing our own manufacturing and so on. And we have a beautiful plant today up in Tennessee, and so it evolved. It took time and so on, but it was a very, very good thing. I think one of the problems that I see today is that, and I mentioned that a little earlier to you, is that there are so many very successful companies who in the past 50 years have disappeared. What happened to Montgomery Ward? What happened to International Harvester? What happened to Westinghouse? What happened to Zenith? What happened to even RCA and so on? And I honestly believe that a certain arrogance that comes with success and the fact that the entrepreneur was pushed aside in favor of the business manager. Now, from, you know, a movie star as a business manager, but where would the manager be if he didn't have the star? And so I think that's a very important. I think losing contact with the consumer. Today, for example, someone can get onto the web and get Oric, www.oric.com, and we send them the product. It doesn't cost them anything. We pay for the delivery. Sure. We give them a gift for their trouble. We take it back and pay for the pickup if they're not satisfied. We bend over backwards to see to it that the customer is absolutely happy. Well, doesn't it make good sense when you think about it?
Sure.
To make your customer happy?
I love it. Hey, Dave, you don't have sales reluctance, do you? This is great. I mean, you are, again, folks, you're learning from one of the best there is. Look how David could tell a great story and continue to market his product. I'm not putting that down. I'm complimenting that because you pick the right spots in every story, David, to get a little marketing cue in there. And I just, it's just awesome. That's, would you say that's one of the attributes you've had, starting with nothing to build up? You're always on trying to market your product.
I know my product, obviously, and I believe in it. And I think we do the things that justify what we say. We tell the truth.
Sure.
Old-fashioned truth. And it works.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that people often say that they believe us and believe me, and I hope so.
Dave,
and I think that's important. What good is you wouldn't buy anything from someone you didn't believe.
Well, or didn't believe in themselves, which is even
exactly.
more important. David, when you started out, it had to be some tough sledding in those beginning years. What was the absolute worst moment financially that you can remember when you went on your own, and how'd you get yourself out of it?
Well, I can't think of the worst moment. There were loads of them. And I went into this. I had very little money on my own, no outside money, and so on. So that this wasn't a case of the so-called rich uncle taking care of everything.
Sure.
But it can be done. The fact that I did it is, to me, is absolute proof.
Everybody must be a marketer and a salesperson at one level or another. Am I right, David?
You're absolutely right. What good is it? The best factories in the world. And I think that talking about companies that have failed, big companies.
Sure.
They had everything. They had all the money, beautiful factories, great brand names, and so on. What in the world caused them to fail? I mean, the Packard Motor Car Company was arguably the finest automobile in the world, and
sure.
they're gone.
Mm.
And I think somehow or other they lose track of who they're selling to. I think, and to my way, I think the enemy of a lot of companies that failed, their success has created an arrogance
yes.
that doesn't fit well with today's consumer.
No question. David, we've got a number of listeners that are in business listening right now. They're struggling, a lot of them, and individuals that are struggling. And whether you're in business or not, when you go through the toughest times, or when you did, went through the worst times in your life, offer a pearl of wisdom to our listeners, one-on-one, of what David Oric would tell himself. Reach into your heart and share with others what you shared with yourself to make it through.
I guess the one thing, if I had to think of in a hurry, and it's not too hard, never, never, never give up.
Absolutely. And when you saw a crisis, did you have sleepless nights? Did you miss hours of sleep?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
Yep.
But that's okay. It goes with the territory.
Right. And what I'm sharing here, folks, another reason that I started, that created this show, is that I want you to know that, you know, icons. We have David Oric. We had, if you go back to the original Hearst family, if you go to the Estee Lauder family, we've had members of the family here on this show. No matter how big they are, all of them somewhere started out exactly like you with the same struggles if you're going through them, and they had to make it through. So hang in there. It might be a tough economy.
Every big company was once a small company.
Absolutely. Well put. Hey, David, we ran out of time, but we'll have to bring you back again. You're only 86 now. We'll be bringing you back over the next 20 years easy.
Oh, boy. I've often said of my vacuum cleaners, they'll be picking up dirt long after I'm pushing up daisies.
Well, we thank you for being an awesome guest, David.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I wish all of your listeners well.
And, folks, I also want to thank our team here at Legends of Success. Michael Parks, our producer, who makes this show sound so well every week. Lori Gunder, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick, my best friend. And most of all, thank you for listening and allowing us to come into your lives. I'm John Resnick. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. We'll see you next week.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, 7 Russian military intelligence officers named in a sweeping U.S. criminal indictment that was just detailed a short time ago at the U.S. Justice Department. The 7 are accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities against the U.S. as well as its allies. And Attorney General John Demers says some of the charges involve the targeting of organizations that have been investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. senators are reading a long-awaited final report from the FBI on allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
this information comes on top of what has already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
He still plans a vote to confirm Kavanaugh tomorrow or Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travel on.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In South Carolina,
the victims in this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and six other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put these families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The officer killed identified as 30-year veteran Terrence Caraway. The suspect was eventually taken into custody. A Logan, Utah man is facing charges after sending envelopes containing an ingredient found in the poison ricin to the Pentagon and the White House. 39-year-old William Clyde Allen was a U.S. Navy veteran, or is a veteran. He spent 4 years in the Navy 2 decades ago. In approving a long-sought 5-year FAA reauthorization, the Senate has given final approval to a bill that now sets minimum seat sizes on commercial air flights and prevents people from being kicked off once they've already boarded. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines. 800-215-5141.